The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's always great to catch up with Josh Pick of Aptus Wealth Management on a Monday. We do it every Monday at 12:30. That's why we call it Money Monday. And Josh joins me on Fridays for the Aptus Retirement Blueprint Radio Show. That airs at 7 p.m. and we replay it at noon on Saturday. Josh's office is located in Lewis Center, Aptus Wealth Management, just Route 750. It's not far from 23 and 270. And here's the best part. They offer you a free consultation so you can go in and meet with Josh and his team and personalize these numbers and this economic situation right now. What does it mean for you? And what does it mean for you as it relates to your hopefully arriving someday at financial independence and retirement? 614-917-1040 is their number at Aptus. 614-917-1040, their web address. You can also make your appointment online. Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. And I'm sure, Josh, the administration would have wanted a better GDP number than last week. It was way below expectations, almost a percentage point. It was 1.6%, which is in every case a bad number. It was way below 3.4%, which is the previous quarter. And now we're starting to hear a new word. We're used to terms like inflation and recession and soft landing and all that stuff. But now we're hearing a term, stagflation, which is a number that we have, or a term we haven't heard since like the late 1970s, early 80s with the Jimmy Carter administration transitioning Ronald Reagan. What is stagflation and what does it mean for people's savings and investments in retirement?
Yeah, I think if we circle back to GDP growth, and what is GDP? It's essentially the value of all the goods and services produced by the United States and purchased by consumers. So having high GDP means that the country as a whole is kind of doing well. We're selling things, we're making things as a country. And the reason why that everybody seems to be kind of sounding the alarms for stagflation is a period where you have slowing GDP growth or slowing economic growth while simultaneously having inflation or rising prices, and then unemployment starts to climb as well. And while we may say, well, unemployment looks great, we've talked many times, Bruce, on the show about, you know, are the inflation or are the unemployment numbers real? You know, is it a real judge at this point, the way we're measuring unemployment, of how many people are actually unemployed? So if you think about that kind of conceptually, you have a period where we're not producing that much as a country. Unemployment is high, which means we don't have a lot of people to buy things. And then prices are simultaneously getting higher and higher. Well, if you don't have a job and prices are going up and there's less things to buy, it's kind of this self-perpetuating wheel, which can be a very, very bad thing. So the fact that people are even talking about it is at least cause for pause and concern.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the people expressing that concern is a gentleman named Richard Stern, who's an expert at the Heritage Foundation. He says this marks the third quarter in a row of the government growing faster than the economy. And when you and I were tearing apart those jobs numbers the last time we got a jobs report, 330,000 quote-unquote new jobs, 71,000 of them were in government, and government really doesn't make a lot of goods to grow the economy.
Yeah, I mean, essentially government jobs, while necessary, and I'm not saying that we don't need government jobs, I mean, obviously police officers and firefighters and all the people that go along with the servicing in this country are important, they certainly don't produce anything. So if you're talking about, we have a slowing economy, we have rising prices, and we have, oh, we'll solve the unemployment problem by taxing the people who are producing something even more to create these jobs, it really doesn't solve the problem.
No, it definitely does not. Josh Pick, our guest. This is Money Monday. Josh is with Aptus Wealth Management. They're located in Lewis Center, just off Route 750, and their office number, and you should take this down, call it, get your free consultation, no obligation at all, 614-917-1040, 614-917-1040. Okay, so stagflation's a new term. One of the things that's not new, you and I have talked for a long time, more than a year, about this inverted yield curve, which is basically a number that impacts the bond market. Two-year treasury is a higher yield than a 10-year treasury. That's not how it's supposed to work. It's been inverted for a long time. It's predicted every recession since the 1950s, but it sometimes takes a while. What should people know about the inverted yield curve and as it relates to their retirement investments?
Anytime in this period of rising inflation where the Fed is raising rates trying to ward off inflation, you reach a point of kind of an apex where you go, now we want to start lowering interest rates. So you have this period where interest rates are relatively high comparatively to the last 10 or 20 years. And now the Fed is looking at lowering interest rates, but what are banks thinking? Well, we're not going to give you a five-year CD at a higher rate than a one-year CD because, well, we think interest rates are going to go down and we don't want to get left holding the bag. So you have no motivation for investors to think in the terms of long-term, at least as it relates to fixed interest rates. So you have a lot of short-term money, which takes away from the stability of the economy. And you said exactly correctly, it's been one of the few metrics, this inverted yield curve has been one of the few metrics that seemingly is always an accurate predictor of a downturn in the market and the economy. So if you kind of add stagflation with the inverted yield curve, again, not a 100% surefire predictor of a downturn in the stock market, but at least a sound for alarm that maybe you want to investigate how you're invested and what are certain areas that you can invest in that may be safer than others, or if not even safer, have the opportunity to give you a much better gain in an economy like this.
And Josh, what would you say to people who are hoping all these things turn around and they turn around quickly? Like I've shared the story on the Aptus Retirement Blueprint radio show many times that, you know, I didn't buy my first house until 1989, which is almost a decade after Jimmy Carter was out of office. Inflation skyrocketed at that point under his presidency in the late 70s to a point that we haven't seen since inflation reached 9.1% here two summers ago under Joe Biden. But when I took out my first home loan, I got it from the person who sold me the home, and he gave me a rate under market. 10% was under market at that time. So people hoping that this turns around quickly, like, is that a realistic expectation? Or does my example, where it almost took a decade for interest rates to start to come down from a high of 18%, and they were still, you know, above 10% when I bought my home almost a decade later. Is there any hope for a quick turnaround out of this situation?
Well, there's always hope. And since the very beginning, you know, the Fed has tried to bring us in for what they called a soft landing, which I think effectively they've done in the short run. And I think the long is of more concern. You know, if you use the housing example, I think, you know, one misconception is that housing prices have climbed so much. When are they going to come back down when inflation comes down? And that's just not simply the way inflation works. The toothpaste is kind of already out of the tube on where home prices are. We're trying to slow the growth from here. I will at least add this, and that if you go back to the Jimmy Carter years and you fast forward into, you know, late 70s, early 80s, when inflation got really, really high, which is what you're speaking of, we had a different Fed chairman in the office at the time, and his name was Volcker. And it was kind of an interesting time in our economy and our political environment where we were willing to make some pretty drastic changes to affect the future. Now, I would argue that if you fast forward to today, we don't have nor the political environment nor the strong-willed individuals at the Fed level to take interest rates to that level. So I think, you know, one piece of, I guess, refuge for folks as they're thinking about this is I don't think we're looking back down the barrel at, you know, 18, 20% interest rates anytime soon. But what I do think is we're heading down a potential area where we're going to have pockets of the economy that experience incredibly slow growth. Areas, of course, experience really high growth, but the days of just, you know, go out and buy whatever and it all goes up in the way of stocks like it has over the last, you know, call it since 2009, I think that's going to become a little bit more difficult. So you better have a plan, you better have some historical perspective, and you better know how to analyze investments accurately, or I think we're going to enter into a period where some people get unfortunately hurt.
Yeah, no doubt. And that is one of the benefits of being a client at Aptus. I'm a client, and they monitor investments all the time. They're doing that at annual, some biannual checkup on your investments. Maybe that's a better question for you, Josh, is how often, as we wrap up here, how often do you monitor where people's portfolios are positioned so that they can get maximum return and are protected from some of this volatility we've discussed?
You know, our internal portfolios that we put investors' money in are monitored all the time, obviously. We're, you know, trading between individual stocks all the time. Now, the overall or the overwhelming theme, meaning are you a growth or moderate investor or et cetera, and what applies specifically to you, that's a little bit of a slower move, and it should be. But we meet with clients individually every 6 months so that we can understand, you know, what happens, things change. People get new jobs, they get rid of old jobs, they sometimes lose their jobs, the list goes on. We have to address those things periodically. So even that 6 month meeting that we have, sometimes it's more often than that, but rest assured that the underlying investments that you hold inside of your investment portfolio with Aptus are looked at all the time.
Take advantage of that free consultation at Aptus by calling their office, 614-917-1040, aptuswealth.com, APTUS, aptuswealth.com, 614-917-1040. Josh, we'll see you Friday for the Aptus Retirement Blueprint Radio Show. Thanks for your time.
Thanks as well.
So to flesh out a little bit more of what Josh Pick and I were talking about in terms of the economic situation right here, I want to shout out a couple young people at my church who just bought their first house. Do I dare say their names? I don't say their names out loud. They know who they are. But I'm happy for them. They bought their first house. You're lucky if you live in the neighborhood where these young folks are moving into. They are outstanding people. They'll be great neighbors. But they are atypical because people are not buying houses now. Why are people not buying houses now?
Well, because of a lack of affordable housing, Bruce.
No. A lack of affordable mortgages, which makes houses less affordable than they used to be. But these kids worked hard, went to college, graduated in 4 years, got jobs, saved money, lived below what their paycheck allowed them to live, and now they have a home. And it's not a home that's, you know, move-in condition. It's a home they're working on hard. I didn't ask them what their mortgage was. But mortgage is 30-year fixed rate. Up last week, 0.125% to 7.978. So almost 8% fixed rate mortgage. You want to refinance? You'll pay 8.5%. Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. And so people aren't buying homes, and so when what happens when people aren't buying homes? Home builders stop building homes. Not in my neighborhood, but in a lot of neighborhoods, they've stopped building homes. You know, home prices have doubled in the last 10 years. Doubled in the last 10 years. Home prices have gone up 50% since 2019. Pandemic has something to do with that. Fannie Mae says home prices will go up another 5% by the end of 2024. Good luck buying a house. Good luck buying a house. All this, of course, plays into the approval ratings, or lack of same, in our President Joe Biden. And boy, the poll numbers are looking worse and worse and worse for the liar in chief. CNN poll over the weekend. Among registered voters, these are the ones that matter, not voters, registered. Well, no, the likely voters are the ones that matter. I misspoke. Trump's support in the poll among registered voters holds steady at 49% in a head-to-head matchup with Joe Biden. Where's Biden? 47? Maybe 40? Is he as low as 46? No, he's 43. He's 6 points behind Trump. 6 points behind Trump. They say it's not significant. It's a CNN poll, so they're trying to put the lipstick on the pig. Not significantly different from January's 45%. I'd say a 2% drop since January to the where you're now outside the margin of error is pretty significant. 55% of Americans say they now see Trump's presidency as a success. 44% see it as a failure. 44% are idiots. Republicans, of course, say 92% say Trump's time in office was a success. 73% of Democrats say Biden's term in office is a success. He has a 19% gap among partisans viewing his own presidency. Republicans, 92% say, yeah, I'd rather have Trump in there. Only 73% of Democrats go, yeah, I think the old guy's doing a good job. Yeah, I think he's doing a great job. Okay. 39% of Democrats see Biden's time in office as a success. 55% say it's not a success. Yikes. How important is the economy to you? Buying houses, prices, gas prices. I said they're up over a dollar since Biden took office. Typically, the economy is the number one issue. Remember, James Carville, Bill Clinton, it's the economy, stupid. Well, if it is, Joe Biden's in trouble. 65% of respondents said the economy is extremely important to them. Another 27% said it's very important to them. How delineation can there be between very and extremely? That, by my calculation, is 92%. That's 9 out of 10 voters say the economy is very important to them. Maybe they need to listen that the economy is great. The economy is fantastic. Everything's great. It's awesome. Now, these numbers are bad, right? But the Biden administration has a plan for this, of course. Remember the plan? Remember the Biden plan? They're going to get TikTok influencers to tell young people that Joe Biden's a great president. He's not shuffling across the White House lawn. He's not crazy when he says his uncle was eaten by cannibals. He's not audible when he says, four more years, pause. You're imagining that. They're getting TikTok influencers. Like who, Bruce? I don't know this woman's name, and if I did know it, I wouldn't give it to you. She's OnlyFans model on TikTok. So she sells, she's a prostitute of sorts. She sells pornography in which she stars to men for money on the internet. But you know where else she makes money? From the Biden administration. They're paying her as an influencer. Listen to her tell her story.
I started TikTok like the spring semester of my senior year.
Doesn't she sound like a TikTok influencer? Doesn't she?
I started TikTok my senior year.
Listen why she started it.
I started TikTok like the spring semester of my senior year. And I was like, I finally have to start applying for law school. And then like, you know, female privilege, life is so easy for a woman. Obviously, I lucked out. I'm just kidding. I lucked out. And then, you know, TikTok was basically full time for me. And like, I was taking ads by the time I graduated college from like the Biden administration and Planned Parenthood and like dating apps and stuff. So it was like fully financially, you know, sustainable.
So you were getting the Biden administration was buying ads from you?
Yeah, I was doing full on political propaganda.
And they would just say, oh, really? With like what kind of like Biden created 10 million jobs?
Yeah,
this year.
Honestly. And the funny thing is they're like, do not disclose this is an ad because, you know, they're like, technically it's not a product. So you don't have to disclose it's an ad because I think they just wanted like some edgy girl of color to just tell people like when they nominated like Ketanji Brown Jackson, they're like,
I forgot to tell you that she is looks to be Middle Eastern to me as she's doing this podcast. So she has she's BIPOC. Black indigenous people of color right in their wheelhouse for an influencer. So she's selling her own self-made pornography online. The Biden administration is paying her. She said self-sustaining. I didn't have to go to law school. Wasted dad and mom's money, undergrad. Then now she doesn't have to go to law school. And now they nominate Ketanji Brown Jackson, and let's call in the people who look like Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Jackson, they're like, can you say, like, as a person of color, you know, that you feel reflected? And it's like a white woman emailing this to me, and she's like giving me this script, and I'm like, no. And she's like, please. And I'm like, no, I'll say, talk about the news of it, but I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to have a white person tell me to be like, you know, this is how I feel as a person of color. Like, it's just so, I think that blackpilled me slightly on like, you know, political propaganda.
So
stuff.
The Biden administration sees, oh, here's this young.
Yeah. I mean, they use like a conduit. It's not like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not Biden, but it's like a third party. You know what I mean? It's like a company that's doing it on his behalf. I'm not blaming him for this.
Yeah. And the message is like, because you're a dark skinned woman, you will be inspired by Ketanji Brown Jackson and all the kids should support her.
Yeah, they're like basically as like another black person, just say that like you feel reflected by Ketanji. I'm like, no, I'll talk about like Ketanji's background and her accomplishments. But like I never, you know what I mean? Like I'm not going to say like the corny stuff. Even if it was a brown person emailing it to me, I'm like, no, that's not like how I feel. Like I don't look at like Ketanji and feel like, wow.
Yeah, yeah. See, yeah.
Man, you know it's bad when OnlyFans models have a higher standard of morality than the Biden administration.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.